Happy Tuesday and wishing you a beautiful day and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. Firstly, just to say thank you so much to those who came to the online class last Thursday. It was really, really special class. The energy felt great. I felt like totally revived after, even though I was teaching it. And thank you for those of you who text me afterwards to thank me for the class and gave me your great feedback. It's really appreciated. I'm probably going to do the next class for next month. So our next month starts on the 12th, which is I think Wednesday of next week, in the following week. So I'm going to try and do the classes at the start of the month, just so we can kind of maybe set some promises to ourselves for the month ahead, which I'll talk to you about in a moment, and also get a sense of where you're at that stage and maybe what you'd like to cover within the topic that I'll be doing over the next 4 weeks after that. So I'll be sending out details of that, of course, when the new topic goes up next week. But in one of the things we talked about on Thursday night's class was about making promises to ourselves as opposed to making goals. So recently I was teaching a workshop and somebody before the workshop was having a chat to me about goals and said she had heard this really great thing where making a promise to yourself, really, it's a bigger and better commitment. And sometimes when we talk about goals, we get very like airy fairy about them, as in it's like a bit hit or miss. And it's like, yeah, I've got my goals, but it's like we need to start to put them into action. So the energy of 2020 is a very powerful one. And actually at the weekend, on the 2nd of February, we moved into quite a lighter energy. So January was definitely lighter than where 2019 was, but it's still bringing up a little bit kind of residue stuff for people. And we've just moved into this lighter energy where you're able to create and manifest much, much easier. Now, below this audio, you're going to see a little image that I just put together the other day where I talk about the four kind of core ways of having a foundation of self-love. I talked a lot about this in the class last week as well, where, you know, it's self-love is not just that thing of like, why I'm going to like look after myself a little bit more. It's like fundamental to your existence, really. It's fundamental to you having a good life, and it's fundamental to you being able to help others to have a good life. So in making promises to yourself, it starts with making a promise that you know that you're worthy of really good things. And then it's like from creating that foundation, you can then start to look forward to making those promises and what you're going to do to actually bring them into fruition. I want to heighten the energy a lot this week in particular as we come into the last week of this topic this month, because we can talk a lot about what we want, but it's like, let's actually start doing it. Let's actually start bringing it into reality. And I also talked about intentions the other day. So intentions are a way you'd like to feel or a way you'd like to be within yourself. And I want you to look at how you want to feel this year ahead, how you want to be this year ahead, what promises you can make to yourself to bring that to fruition. And then we're going to look at like how we're going to actually make that happen. Because it's extremely important to get the energy moving now so that we can find ourselves having more flow and more ease and more balance. I definitely, over the last few weeks, started out January pretty good. Everything was quite calm. I was sick for a week. So then the following week, I was like really, really busy to double up on the clients I had to cancel in the first week. I had to like put into the second week, and it was just very, very intense. And then I've had a lot of family stuff happening in the last few weeks, very stressful stuff going on with one of my parents, and it's just like taken, like knocked the wind out of me literally, and where my mind feels really full. I don't feel stressed in my body, but my mind is very, very full. And today I was just driving along on the way to bringing this parent to an appointment, and I was thinking, you know, like I have to keep doing so much for this person, and that's totally fine. That's what I've got to do, and that's just part of supporting somebody. But it kind of goes back to this thing of like what I'm not doing for myself, which is always the message I'm saying to all of you, and how fried my head feels. And I was like, I really want this to be a good year. So I find myself getting into quite a secular nearly thing with this person or with this parent, and it's like where they're in a good space and then I'm like, oh okay, I'm in a good space, and then they're in a difficult space and it's like, okay, I'm in a difficult space, because I'm going along with their ups and downs and with their moods of being up and down and up and down, and because they are going through like quite a lot of difficulty. But I realized today, I was like, I can't keep, you know, allowing myself to be going up and down with somebody. Like, I need to be up because that's how I normally am. So while these things are stressful, and that's just one aspect of my life, you know, obviously I have lots of busy stuff going on in other parts of my life. And it's like really looking at that. And to me, it's like this parent has always been my greatest teacher, probably not in a positive way, but it's like a sense of, okay, like, how do I keep putting their energy before my own? And of course, when someone needs support and isn't well and things like that, like, I have to give it as a daughter, I have to do that. But that doesn't mean that my own life should suffer as a result of that. So I really, really want to encourage all of you that no matter what's going on for you at the moment or what things you think are holding you back, that they can be healed and actually they can be overcome. It's not like got rid of or anything like that. It's like you accept or try, because it's hard, but coming into a place of acceptance and like, how can I move into more flow for myself, even with the stressful stuff going on? And I think that's one of my biggest lessons of the last number of years, but definitely of January. And I wanted to share that with you because I just really felt that I wanted to end that secular thing. And I think a lot of us actually go in cycles, you know, as women, actually, for our menstrual cycles, for the four kind of weeks of the month, your body actually goes through different phases. So they say in like times of ovulation, you're actually more in that glowing state and you want to do things, you want to be out. And then as you come towards getting your period, you want to like go into yourself a little bit more. You're a bit more quiet, tired. And obviously that's hormonal based. So it's like the seasons, you know, we've the four seasons and we've the four elements of the weeks of our cycle. And obviously we connect the moon cycles and all those different things. And there are going to be times where you are going to want to be feeling creative, feeling great, feeling outgoing and all of that. And then there's times where you're like, no, I don't want to do anything. I need a break. And that's totally fine. And it's working with that as well. But that's part of tapping into ourselves. So you may like actually ask yourself today, what part of your, I don't even mean your menstrual cycle, because obviously some members won't be even still having menstrual cycles anymore, and that's understandable, but that doesn't mean that your body still doesn't have that memory of that. But without menstrual cycles anyway, we will go through those periods where we are more outgoing and then more introverted and want more quiet time and want more space and want more than want to be out and want to be enjoying things. And just asking yourself where you are at this time. And I think it's something we're actually going to cover next month, now that I'm saying it, because I've been thinking about what I want next month's topic to be. But I think that's what we're going to do, looking at the secular stages of our lives and how we go. Like, so if we're trying to make promises or to ourselves or set goals or whatever it might be, we're in this like really motivated state. But how many times have you tried to do something and you haven't been in the right headspace? So, for example, I started Swimming World last week, and like, I can think about times where I've done that before, and it's a long number of years since I joined, but like, where I just wasn't in the headspace, and there was just absolutely no point in me doing it, and I was trying to. So it's about being in the right space to do it, creating the right environment to do it, internal environment as well, looking at maybe where you are in your cycle menstrually, or just in your cycle of your life at that particular time, and what's going on. So I think next month we're going to cover all of that. It's not just going to be about menstrual cycles. It's going to be the cycles of our life and how to tune into that. Because when you might want to be in a quiet space, wouldn't it be brilliant to have a feeling of, okay, well, my feeling and my want and my desire for quietness has come in now. So how do I keep my life moving while aligning to that and acknowledging what I need with that? So that'll be a really interesting topic. If you've any feedback on anything I've said today, or you want to ask a question, as always, send me a text. You can send me an email. If you're on Instagram, send me a DM, whatever it is. But there's just a lot of food for thought today. That it's like, let's get going, let's get moving, let's acknowledge what's going on for us next, let's acknowledge that there's always stress there, but that ultimately we still have to progress and we still have to move forward and we still have to achieve what we want. And the reason I'm again sharing this story is because it's a cycle that I've been in for 2 years, and it's like a cycle with this parent of, like I said, up and down, and my work goes up and down with it. I was doing fertility stuff, which I stopped at the end of last year, but that was going up and down with that too. My finances up and down. And it's funny, like, because it's like, that's like relation to one person. And we probably all have something in our life like that, whether it's a family member, whether it's work, whether it's finances, whether it's college, whether it's not being in a relationship, whether it is being in a relationship, we have things that hold us and things that we think we can't break through. So what about us coming to a place of acceptance of that, acceptance of the cycle, and still being able to move through these at our own pace, but actually getting things done and achieving those wonderful dreams and desires that we all have. So just a food for thought today, and I look forward to connecting with you during the week. Have a good day.